Okay, before listening to the sermon, read
Proverbs 31.
This is the second part of a sermon that I started last week.
And
the title of that sermon was Alcohol in the Light of the Bible.
And
it was a sermon triggered by a question of somebody.
And
the question was, is it okay for Christians to drink alcohol in moderation?
And
most Christians will think that this is okay. But the question is what the Bible actually teaches. Yeah, we are Bible believers.
Yeah,
the Bible is our final authority. And of course, obviously, drunkenness is wrong. But what about drinking in moderation?
And
you know my stand on that. Yeah, I believe Christians should not touch alcohol at all.
Yeah,
there's nothing good that comes from alcohol. And what I want to show you in this sermon, that this is based on what the Bible actually says, not my opinion. Now, to recap last week's sermon for a moment,
it
had a subtitle, which was Two Kinds of Wine. And I start to show you that the word wine in the Bible is used for any kind of juice, both the alcoholic version and the non-alcoholic version. Yeah, listen to that sermon if you missed it. Yeah, we looked at that, the new wine that is in the cluster of the grapes.
Yeah,
that's in Isaiah
65:8.
Yeah, we looked at the spiced wine of the juice of the pomegranate.
Yeah,
that's in Songs of Solomon 8:2.
There
we have the word juice being a synonym with wine. It's also the only place that we have the word juice in the Bible. Yeah, where the word wine comes up 231 times.
Guess
why? Because it can point to both the alcoholic and the non-alcoholic version.
Now,
go to Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23:31. We looked at this last week as well, but I want to show it to you again. And it says in verse 31 of Proverbs 23, "Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright." Yeah, there's a kind of wine that we should not look upon. Now, what kind of wine was it? The kind that was red, the kind that moved itself.
Now,
last week I used a secular article to point out why red wine is red.
Because if you
squeeze grapes, red grapes, yeah, the juice is transparent, which is clear. And the reason that wine turns red is because of the fermentation process. It causes a red color that comes from the skin
of the grapes.
Yeah, that's the process that produces the alcohol. And it's also the process that produces a gas. Yeah, CO2. Yeah, causing bubbles in the wine, causing it to move.
Yeah,
so the fermented wine, is the wine that has the alcohol, and it's the kind of wine we shouldn't be looking on. That means we avoid it. We stay away from it. So if there are two kinds of wine, how do we know what the Bible is talking about?
Now,
just look at the context.
Yeah,
Jesus turned water into wine. Did he just make more booze so people could get more drunk or something like that?
No, of course not.
Yeah, Lord's Supper, there's bread, there's wine. What do we use?
آب بود آب شراب بود کدومش بوده
what did the bread represent
نون نشونه
yeah, it's unleavened bread
نون بیمای خمیر بوده در حقیقت
yeah, representing the sinless body of Jesus Christ
بدن بدون گناه عیسی مسیح
fermenting is a similar process
و تبخیر شدنم تخمیر شدنم در حقیقت همون کارو میکنه.
So fermenting is the same process. So now the wine should be fermented. Of course not.
شرابم باید تخمیر بشه.
Talking about grape juice.
در حقیقت میگیم آب انگور.
Yeah. When it produces bad things, we know it's the alcoholic version.
وقتی چیز بد تولید میکنه میدونیم الکلیه.
Yeah, we looked at that the Bible
says
that it causes you to look on strange women.
میگه به خانم‌های غریب نگاه
میکنی. Not weird women, but women who are not your wife.
که زن تو نیستن نگاه میکنی.
At least to fornication and adultery.
در حقیقت زنا هست. پس اون سمبل
نشونه ای. It affects your good judgment.
قضاوت کاملت رو ازت میگیره وقتی شراب مصرف
کنی. It said that the Bible
calls
it causes you to speak perverse things.
چیزهای بد از دهانت بیرون
میاد. It causes you to babble.
چیزهایی که غیر منطقی از زبانت
میاد. Yeah, makes a fool out of you.
خودت رو احمق اعلام
میکنه. Yeah, wine is a mocker, the Bible says.
شراب باعث مسخره کردن زندگی میشه.
Wine will end you up wallowing in your own vomit.
شراب تو رو به جایی میرسونه که تو استفراغ خودت غلط میزنی.
Yeah, wine brings you to a place where
شراب تو رو به جایی میرسونه.
Everything is filthy.
Isaiah 28:8.
So today we are continuing.
امروز دارم ادامه اون بحثو دارم.
And the subtitle of this sermon
موضوع زیرنویس این موضوع
We are kings and priests.
ما پادشاهان و کاهنان.
Go to the book of Revelation.
کتاب مکاشفه رو باز کنید.
Read from chapter 1 verses 5 till 6.
آیه 5 تا 6 در صفحه 392.
And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. And to him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and had made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Yeah, what I want you to notice here is that it says we are called kings.
پس ما پادشاهی عیسی و کاهنانی برای خدا و پدر خود و او جلال و قدرت بود تا ابد
Yeah, what I want you to notice here is that it talks about kings and priests. We are called kings and priests and to God. If you are in Christ, you are given this title, king and priest.
Now,
go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse
9.
And Peter speaks here to churches, Gentile churches in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia.
Wait, I'm finding the verse. They want the chapter. Pagam, come back to me.
Somebody else did that.
Pagam.
You focus on this.
از این یکی بخون که صفحش هم بتونی بگی.
First Peter, chapter 2, verse 9. Yeah, and Peter is speaking here to Gentile churches.
اینجا پتروس رسول برای کلیساهای غیر یهودی صحبت میکنه.
In Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia. And here's what he says to them.
و کاپادوکیه و آسیا و بوتانیه.
Verse 9.
آیه 9 میگه.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
اما شما نژادی برگزیده و کشیشانی شاهانه و امت مقدس و قوم خاص خدا هستید.
Yes.
فضایل او را که شما را از ظلمت به نور نور شگرف خود خوانده است اعلام نمایید.
Yes, Christians are God's people.
ما عنوان مسیحیان
قوم خدا هستیم. Generation.
قوم برگزیده.
A royal priesthood.
کاهن مقدس.
And a holy nation we're set apart.
یک امت مقدس. سوا انتخاب شده. باید متفاوت باشیم از همه دنیا.
Not because we are good, no.
نه
because
we are in Christ. به خاطر اینکه ما در مسیح هستیم.
Because now we are children of God.
حالا ما فرزندان خداوند هستیم.
Now specifically notice here again that it says a royal priesthood.
کاهن مقدس.
And if you go to verse 5, that's mentioned again there,
that
we are the priesthood of the believers. Now, why do I show you that? Go to Proverbs 31. And this is a prophecy of a mother to her son, King Lemuel.
And a
and
prophecy doesn't necessarily need future events.
نبوت همیشه اتفاقی forth, نیست که
God's word.
که قراره در آینده اتفاق بیفته. نبوت اعلام کردن حرف خداوند تو زندگی نفر.
This chapter has no future events being prophesied in
here. و این فصل آینده ای رو به ما نمیگه، بلکه در مورد زندگی نفر
خداوند صحبت میکنه. To her son.
Now,
let's listen to some of that instruction. Start reading verse 4. Proverbs 31, verse 4. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink. Yeah, so this is pretty plain. It's not for kings to drink wine. You're a prince, don't drink strong drink. Now, what kind of wine is it talking about here?
Now,
we'll be very clear in a moment if you read the rest of it.
But
it's talking about fruit. It's talking about fruit juice. If you're a king, you shouldn't be drinking fruit juice.
No,
it's referring about wine that contains alcohol.
Strong drink.
Yeah, so the godly instruction is, son, do not drink wine. Do not drink strong drink.
نوشیدنی که الکل زیاد داره نخورید.
Yeah. Even if you're not a king, if you're
نیستی.
This is good advice. Yeah, this is what
خیلی خوبیه که ما باید دنبالش بریم.
Yeah, but you say, "Oh, I'm not a king. I'm not a prince."
من پادشاه نیستم، من شاهزاده نیستم.
Yeah, what if we just read in Revelation chapter 1.
در مکاشفه فصل 1 چی
that we are called kings.
ما خوندیم شدیم پادشاه و کاهنان.
Yeah, you're a child of the king if you're saved.
خداوند هستین زمانی که نجات پیدا کردین. پس تو پادشاه شاهزاده هستی.
Why is this instruction given?
Read
the next verse in Proverbs 31, verse 5. Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. So here's the reason given. Why is wine a strong drink, not a good idea to drink? Why is it a bad thing? It causes you to forget the law. It causes you to prefer judgment.
Yeah,
it affects your judgment. You're going to make bad decisions. You're going to do bad things. Yeah, you're going to sin. Yeah, you're going to do things that bring destruction to your life.
Yeah,
and the life of others. Yeah, the Bible says wine and strong drink is not for kings and princes. Now, continue reading.
ادامه بدیم بخوندن.
The next verses are sometimes brought up
و آیه های
as an excuse.
بعدی به عنوان بهونه استفاده میشه.
That's to prove that Christians can drink alcohol.
و این صحبت اینه که مسیحیان میتونن الکل بخونید.
It's not for kings and princes.
میگه مال شاهزاده ها و کاهنان نیست.
But then look what's for.
و ببینیم برای کیه.
Read verses 6 and 7.
آیه 6 و 7 رو بخونید.
Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. So they say, oh, it's okay to give it to certain people. It's okay to give it to them that are perishing. It's okay to give it to them that are heavy hearts. Yeah, let him drink and forget his poverty. And remember his misery no more.
Now,
sounds like a great motivation to go drink booze. Yeah, so you can drink away your misery.
Now,
does that even sound like something that God would want you to do? No, of course not. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. First of all, are you one? If you're in Christ, are you one that is perishing?
اگر شما در مسیح هستین، آیا کسی هستین که قرار هلاک بشین؟
Now, here's what the Bible says about you when you are saved.
و میگه وقتی نجات پیدا کردین،
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
صفحه 147. زیرا که خدا جهان را انقدر اسفس بخونم. زیرا خدا جهان را اینقدر محبت نمود که پسر یگانه مولود خود را داد تا هر که به او ایمان آورد هلاک نگردد
و حیات جاودان دارد. So you as Christian, you shall not perish.
باید ناهلاک نشین.
Wine is for those who are perishing and
شراب برای
اونایی
که قلبشون سنگینه.
Oh, so we should just give wine and booze to the homeless, those who are in misery, so they can destroy their lives even further. No, of course not. That's not what we are to do. But that is what the world does.
Yeah?
You Christian,
yeah?
You be wiser. You do not drink wine. You do not drink strong drink.
Yeah?
You are not to be part of this group of losers who are into that. You are better than that.
Yeah?
You are a king. You are a prince before God.
Yeah?
We don't grab the bottle to drink away our misery.
Yeah?
We have the comforter in our lives, the Holy Ghost. We have hope. Yeah, we have the joy of the Holy Spirit. We don't grab the booze, so we end up sinning, so we end up in our own vomit. Yeah, this is what the heathen do. This is what those who are perishing, what they're doing. This is not what you should do.
Now,
and of course, I believe nobody should ever touch alcohol. Yeah, because nothing good comes from that.
But
even if you want to believe that it's okay for them that are perishing, it's definitely not okay for those who are not perishing. Those who are called kings and princes. Yeah, we are called kings and priests. We are royal priesthood. Now, let's look at the second term.
Yeah,
that we're called priests before God. Go to Leviticus.
The
book of Leviticus, chapter 10. And read verses 8 till 10. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statue forever throughout your generations, and that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean. 8 till 10.
8
till
10.
شراب و دیگر مسکرات ننوشید، نه تو و نه پسرانت با تو تا نمیرید. این از فریضه ابدی در همه نسل‌هایتان. شما باید میان مقدس و غیر مقدس و نجس و طاهر تمایز قائل شوید.
Yeah, so here we have instruction for the priests. What does it say? Do not drink wine nor strong drink.
Yeah,
this is a warning. Do not do this. Why not? Because this will get you killed. So you're an Old Testament priest. And this is your instruction. Yeah, when you're serving in the tabernacle temple. If you drink, that will result in your death. You think they were arguing to see how much alcohol they could drink till they actually got to that point? No, they would really take this to heart. Because especially if you go a couple of verses back. Yeah, we have two priests being fried. Yeah, two of Aaron's sons God killed them because they brought strange fire before him. Now, notice what it says in verse 10. Yeah, so that there be a difference between holy and unholy, between unclean and clean.
Verse 10.
Yeah, the Bible tells us to be holy as he is holy. Yeah, there has to be a difference between God's people and those who live in the world. We are a peculiar people. Yeah, if God gives instructions to his priests not to drink wine or strong drink, do you think it's a good idea for you to drink wine and strong drink as a New Testament priest?
No.
Wine is not for priests, wine is not for kings, and strong drink not for princes. And if you think, oh, it's only when they're serving the temple, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
we are told not to look upon the wine when it is red. Oh, but the Bible only says we shouldn't be drunk.
مست نکنید.
Yeah, this is probably the most mentioned argument that I hear.
این بحثی که از خیلی‌ها می‌شنوم.
Now, having listened to the sermon after last week.
هفته پیش که موزه رو گوش کردم.
Is this really the only thing that the Bible says that we shouldn't get drunk?
واقعاً فقط همین رو میگه که.
Is this the only thing it says about this topic?
آیا فقط در مورد این موضوع همین یک کلمه رو گفته؟
No, it says much more.
خیلی چیزهای بیشتری رو در موردش گفته.
It also tells you to be sober.
بهتون میگه که بدون
Go to Ephesians.
Ephesians 5:18.
And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5, verse 18. Isn't it interesting that these are proposed as opposites?
Now,
why would that be? Why would you compare being drunk with wine against with being filled with the Spirit as the other end of the spectrum? Because when you drink alcohol, you're being under the influence of it. It will guide you to do other things.
Yeah,
remember, alcohol is a gateway to other sin as well. Now, where being filled with the Spirit,
but
being under the influence of the Holy Spirit, it does the exact opposite in your life. It will guide you into righteousness. It will keep you away from sin. Yeah, the Bible says if you're filled with the Spirit, you are not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh.
That's in Galatians 5.
And I know there's trace amounts of alcohol in drinks, that's not going to affect you. Yeah, the world standard for alcohol-free will be 0.5% or less. Yeah, because it's simply, no matter how much you drink, it won't affect you.
But
if you go to the driving school, they'll tell you, yeah, from the first glass you drink, it already will affect your judgment.
You
might still be able to walk in a straight line. You won't be fined for drunk driving if you're stopped.
But
it has already affected your
judgment.
But I can tolerate a lot of booze. That shows you that you're already going overboard with it. Because you're used to the alcohol. Yeah, and the Bible does not teach that you are to find the exact limit that you can handle.
That you think
you're still okay. Now the Bible teaches you to be sober. Go to 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, I read verse 6. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. First Thessalonians 5, verse 6. I'll be sober. This means sober-minded. Yeah, that's what it means. Now, read the next verse.
And
see what it points to. Verse 7. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Now, watching is the opposite of sleeping. Sober is the opposite of being drunk.
Yeah,
we are commanded to be sober, to not be under the influence of
alcohol.
Yeah, instead of being under the influence of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Sober is the opposite of being drunken. Guess how you manage to do that? Don't drink. So your judgment is not affected at all. Or the Bible only says that we should not be drunk. That's a lie. Yeah? It tells you to be sober. Yeah, so you don't forget the law.
That's
yeah, we're striving to be filled with the Spirit. Being in the influence of the Holy Spirit. Instead of the opposite, being under the influence of alcohol. Yeah, that will cause you to walk in the flesh, sin.
Alcohol شما رو باعث زیر گناه کردن و زیر اون قرار بده.